relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Okay, guys, we've got two lines left open. Leonardo, Kathy, don't go anywhere, but we've got a very special guest in studio. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We will be taking your calls. And as I said to Judy, the people who are impressed by that young teacher in Fairfax County who stood up a few days ago to tell the truth about what is happening, the Marxist indoctrination in the schools where she teaches. Well, we tracked her down. And when we asked her to come on the show, she said, absolutely. Her name is Lilith, and she will be with us after Mark Morgan, former commissioner for Customs and Border. I like to say patrol. I'm old school. Border protection. Mark, welcome back in studio.
Thanks, as always, Sebastian.
I kind of lost, as a radio host, it's bad to be lost for words. But the crisis is, it's just the entropy, the escalating levels of chaos. It's hard to imagine 2 months ago it could be worse than it was then. But it truly is. You have the latest update. How bad is it with our open border policies?
Or as the vice president would say, this thing at the border, right?
This thing.
It is beyond a crisis now. It is catastrophic. Just real quick, let me put it in context. So this month, 180,000. What's really important that besides that, that's the...
Can you put that in context? Yeah. What would a bad month be when you were head of CBP? Where would you start worrying?
30,000.
30,000.
That would be a bad month.
Really bad.
Now
we're talking about
180,000 in a single month.
And that's an invasion. Like the Normandy beaches.
So it's funny. So I use that term, and I was eviscerated by some on the left, right? The word invasion. But I think that's where we're at, Sebastian. If you look at that, especially if you put it in the context, month to month to month. So not only is that historic highs, 180,000 single month, but when you go month to month to month, 3 months consecutively in a row of numbers of 170,000 or more, that is more than a 20-year high that we've seen. But this administration wants American people to believe, oh, but it's seasonal. It's complete BS. It's absurd.
No. It's climate change. Have you heard the latest? AOC said, Kamala said it's climate change. Yesterday, Biden said it's global warming.
It's absurd. Well, actually, didn't Biden say that that's the greatest threat to America right now?
Yeah, it's global warming. I thought that died in the 1990s. I thought it's climate change.
Right.
But we're going back in time. It's not global warming.
Exactly. This is
millions in a year. You do the math. It's millions.
It is. And there's a couple of things, too. So if you look at fiscal year, right. The fiscal year, total apprehensions, you know, both Border Patrol and OFO, you're looking at over a million this fiscal year. Border Patrol alone, it's about 930,000. That eclipsed by 400,000 of what we experienced in all of 2020. It's unbelievable. And we still have 4 months of the fiscal year and 6 months of the calendar year. We are on track to absolutely hit the fiscal year or calendar year 20-year highs. But here's what I say, Sebastian. I actually say that this is the worst crisis we've seen in modern history, and because it's not just about the numbers. Because back in the late 90s and early 2000, which we're comparing with right now, the majority were single adults, right, coming across.
Yes.
And we were removing them because our policies and our facilities – we're aligned with that. Because of the families and unaccompanied minors, we are not removing them. We're releasing them into the country. That's what makes it the worst crisis we've ever experienced.
I went to the border. Sheriff Lamb took me and Jeff, our producer, to look at everything, you know, the smuggling routes for the coyotes, yes. 60 miles from the border in Arizona, and it was mind-blowing. But I haven't seen the facilities, DHS, and so forth. But the image I have, and tell me if this is off the mark, the federal agencies that aren't allowed to arrest people, aren't allowed to deport them, it sounds like you've just become a conveyor belt. You're like this, you know, they get their care packages and it's a conveyor belt. Nobody's sent back and it's an ever, never ending stream of illegal aliens. Is that an exaggeration?
No, it not only is it not exaggeration, but I'll go a step further. Look, there's several retired agents groups that have now referred to them instead of the U.S. Border Patrol as the U.S. Welcoming Patrol. They've actually made new patches that say Welcoming Patrol. Sebastian, you're absolutely right. It's what I've been saying for a long time. At the front end on the border, we've created welcoming centers. This administration is getting really bad, really, really good at the shell game to say, hey, nothing to see here, simply because they're getting really good at releasing people. And there's so many downstream, the domino negative impact of that. 40-50% of Border Patrol resources are pulled off the front line of our nation's borders to perform their national security mission, to virtually be processing agents and daycare providers, leaving large areas of borders wide open. Hey, that human trafficking, drugs, special interest aliens coming across from countries. I could keep going on the threats.
Special interest means potential terrorists, by the way. That's the jargon he's using. He's former Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection. He's now with the Superb Heritage Foundation, the Conservative Mothership, heritage.org. Be a member, join today. But don't just listen to us, okay? I'm an immigrant. He's a white guy born here, so we may be biased. Let's listen to the president of Guatemala. Okay, it's in Spanish, but we'll tell you what he's saying. His name is Alejandro Giammattai, and he's going to tell you the truth from his perspective in Guatemala. Who's responsible? Video cut 7, play cut and leave my mic open.
Desde los Estados Unidos, la ley cambia mucho y cambió mucho adentro
People
de
are getting a confused message from the United States. Well, humanitarian messages were used.
Que mensajes humanitarios.
Here by the coyotes in a distorted manner, because what they said over there is that they will promote family reunification. So the coyotes came and took the children and the teenagers to the United States. That is Sarah Carter in Spanish asking the president. And the president of Guatemala says, it's the Americans. The Americans, the Biden administration said, hey, this is the policy. And the coyotes used it. Is the president of Guatemala wrong about what happened in the last, you know, since January the 20th, Mark? Who's responsible?
No, and look, I've been to the Northern Triangle countries. I've talked to my counterparts. I've talked to the leaders in those Northern Triangle countries. And they said the same thing back in 2019 when we were going through the crisis, of which the crisis, we were honest with American people that we had a crisis. Mm-hmm. And we talked about messaging. But we talked about how important you have to have both messaging and substantive policies that support the messaging so the cartels can't exploit that. You can't have one or the other, right? You can't have don't come, but yet every single substantive of action you take says the opposite. They're smarter than that. The cartels and human smuggling organizations are smarter. They're good. They're sophisticated. They're exploiting that. And one last thing I'll say real quick. Look, you're right. I'm a white guy. Don't listen to me. Listen to Sheriff Martinez from Valverde County. 42 years in law enforcement. His county shares 110 miles with the Mexico-U.S. border. And he says, quote, not that it matters. I'm a proud lifelong Democrat. Quote, his next quote is, this is the worst crisis I've seen in my 42 years of law enforcement. And he goes on to detail the inhumanity and the suffering that the immigrants are suffering at the hands of the cartels. He talks about a pregnant Haitian woman who died, who they rescued on the banks of the U.S., who succumbed to her, trying to cross the Rio Grande River. Talked about a vehicle accident where the smugglers were running along from law enforcement and they crashed into a car driven by American citizens. 8 immigrants were killed. He goes on and on and on. That's what we're facing. 180,000 in a single month. That I'm telling you right now, especially because the season now is getting hotter, there are going to be more dead bodies piling up. And look, I don't say this easily, but I'm putting this on the hands of this administration, Sebastian. Absolutely.
No, it's a conscious decision, and they're not doing anything to fix it. They're making it worse. We're talking to Mark Morgan, former Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection with the Trump administration, and now with the Heritage Foundation. Mark, we've got a minute and a half left in this segment, but we're keeping you over because you're in the studio, and it's super important. Dumb question, or maybe not. How do people who are penniless, who've given their last dollar to the coyotes, where are they getting T-shirts that say, "Let us in, Biden"?
What? Exactly. Look, there have been U.S. citizens, right, that are going into Mexico as part of the NGOs, we call them non-governmental organizations, and open border advocates, as I refer them to. They are openly and actively assisting immigrants into making the entry, illegal entry into our country. I believe they're actually complicit in the human smuggling operation. Meanwhile, the cartels are making billions of dollars.
That sounds, I'm no lawyer, but that sounds like, I don't know, collusion?
It is.
Conspiracy?
It is.
And in the meantime, who's profiting? Not America. Deadly, murderous cartels. Biden, his administration, Mayorkas, Kamala, are assisting the cartels to make billions and exploit hundreds of thousands. And it's inhuman. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Stay on this channel. If you are in pain and you haven't found relief any other way, you've got to try Relief Factor. 100% drug-free. Tens of thousands of Americans getting their lives back every single day, like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free. Like Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. 800-500-8384. relieffactor.com.
Well, I certainly think it raises more questions than it answers. I mean, you know, the IG report is saying that the park police cleared the park with the purpose of setting up this fence, because obviously the protesters needed to be moved back from this area where they were defacing statues and potentially pulling down the Andrew Jackson statue and so on. I was in the Rose Garden that day when Trump gave that speech and said, "I'm going to go to this special place," talking about the church. And you could hear the park police and other federal forces, D.C. police, clearing that park. They were violently pummeling protesters, tear gassing protesters.
Tear gassing. He's doing it again. Poor Jim Acosta, who's ashamed of his Hispanic heritage because he was really born a Bilio. We're going to talk about him, and you can sound off as well. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. The President Trump, was clear. The IG report said, no, they didn't order the clearing. It wasn't Donald Trump. In fact, it was the police that did that. Let's listen to yesterday, cut four. She has an issue, and I just got to play it because we're talking about the border with Mark Morgan. Cut four.
Back in, why not go to the border as well so that you do see the full complexity?
Listen, I've been to the border before. I will go again. But when I'm in Guatemala dealing with root causes, I think we should have a conversation about what's going on in Guatemala.
Why is she laughing? And this excuse, it's like your wife asked you, did you do the shopping? I gave you that list. Honey, I did the shopping last month. I've shopped before. Why are you asking me if I went shopping? We can laugh about it, but there is something very, very disturbing about this attitude of... Well, let me unpack it with Mark. Let me see if this resonates with you. When I was at the DOD, when I was teaching counterterrorism, the Obama administration launched this whole garbage concept that it's not ideology. It's not that they believe in jihad. It is root causes. Now, this is going back, and my wife and I, we did analysis of this. We published on it. They said, it's poverty. It's lack of education. It's the root causes, which is weird if you look at who the 9/11 hijackers were. Grad students, engineers, doctors, Ayman al-Zawahiri, not exactly people in the gutter of Mumbai, okay? Isn't it weird, Mark, that this phrase, root causes, is now being like, it's like a zombie. You know, 10 years ago, this was the excuse not to take jihad seriously. And now it's being used with the border crisis. The root cause, I think, well, you're no longer a government employee. I can ask you this question. Isn't the root cause in the White House?
It is. Look, and there's several elements of this. First of all, the so-called root causes, it's been the same thing for decades. Decades of root causes, right? What changes the crisis at our borders are our policies. Let me give you an example. Is that, so this time last year, let's go to April. April, a 900% increase. May to May, a 675% increase. But here's what didn't change. The root causes. Look, the issues that they had.
So you mean the weather didn't get 900% worse
exactly, right, Sebastian,
in 12
right.
months?
Right, exactly. It's just absurd, right? The economic conditions, the issues they had last April, May, right. didn't substantively
well, 10 years
change.
Ago.
Right, exactly. You have not substantially changed. What changes, though, are our immigration policies, right. our loopholes, our incentives, our facilitating. That's what drives the crisis. And to go a little bit with your grocery store, another thing that just absurd is that what's those root causes somehow having a conversation with the Northern Triangle countries is somehow mutually exclusive from the southwest border, the epicenter of where the cause and effect is happening. It's kind of like going and shopping to the grocery store, but not saying that what I buy at the grocery store impacts how fat I am based on what I buy, right? I mean, of course they impact each other.
So
it's just absurd.
We've got to think out of the box. We're talking to Mark Morgan, former commissioner for CBP, now with the Heritage Foundation and FAIR, heritage.org. Biden is making it worse. Kathleen Kamala's not going. It's making it worse. Mayorkas is an open borders guy, period, end of story. Nancy's not going to fix it. Schumer's not going to fix it. Somebody had the bright idea, I'm not going to reveal who, and told him that President Trump should go to the border. What else do we have apart from putting political and media pressure on people to just stop the insanity, Mark?
Yeah, I think you're right. So I support President Trump going to the border.
Okay, good.
I think that would be a great idea.
Okay.
I've talked to our good friend Tom Holman. I know that he supports that idea as well. I mean, look, it's just unbelievable that Kamala Harris, here's another thing that frustrates me. Not only is she not going to the border, which we all know is absurd, but she's making a mockery out of it. She's dismissive
yes,
about
she's
it.
Laughing.
She calls it this thing, right? And she laughs about, well, I'm in the southwest border, but to Lester Holt, but I haven't been to Europe either. Ha ha ha. No. I mean, you know that thing real quick? That is insulting and disrespectful to the 63,000 men and women of Customs Border Protection, specifically the 20,000 plus Border Patrol agents that are risking their lives.
Stop. How many people in CBP?
63,000.
How many people crossed the border?
180,000. Yeah.
Math, right?
Exactly.
Math.
Exactly.
Okay?
Right.
How many countries, 20 years at the Bureau, yep. first a Marine, 20 years at the FBI, then Customs and Border Protection, Customs and Border Patrol. How many nations did you visit? Have a guess. In an official capacity.
Oh,
3,000?
Oh, yeah.
50?
Yeah, probably okay. around there.
Tell
yeah.
me, is there any nation in the world today from any continent, any nation at all, Mark Morgan, that has an open border policy like we do?
None that I know of. None.
Why?
None. Because borders matter. They know that everything that happens at their border impacts every aspect of their national economic security. They know that. And they balance the compassionate needs of those around the world with the needs of their own citizens, their own country. And that's exactly what President Trump understood, and that's exactly what we were doing. Because we are the most compassionate country. We swear in 1 million immigrants
more
every
than anybody else.
More than anybody else.
Yeah. If you live in New York, Mark, if you live in Alaska, if you live in Massachusetts, Idaho, North Dakota, if you live hundreds of miles from the border, should you care about any of this?
Yes, and this is, Sebastian, this is probably one of the key questions that I try to get out there is that, and I've been saying for a long time, a lot of us have, every town, city, and state is a border town, city, and state. What happens at the southwest border does not stay at the southwest border. And let me give you two quick examples. Human trafficking. Human trafficking is impacted in every major metropolitan city in this country. Drugs. 70,000 Americans die from drugs every single year. The drugs, the majority of them are coming from the southwest border. They're making them to your town. Yeah, I guarantee you, if you have a meth overdose in your town, I don't care who it is, I guarantee there's a connection to southwest border. It impacts our entire country.
Well, we got to do this again. We got to have him for an hour. There's far too much to talk about, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
Mark, because you, your colleagues at Heritage, our good buddy, Jim Carafano, who is here every Friday to talk national security, who's been doing homeland security stuff for years and years. We were colleagues together at Fort McNair teaching. There's not enough of you, but you are bringing the truth. You are bringing the facts, and I just feel bad for all of your former colleagues, all your former subordinates who are not allowed to execute the oath they swore to this nation by their new political masters, and it hurts everyone. He's Mark Morgan, former Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection with the Heritage Foundation right now, heritage.org and FAIR. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Guys, get on the mic. Don't people like Mark Morgan make you feel a little bit better about humanity? Let's ask the most hard-bitten member of the crew, Jeff Harbaugh.
I like them.
But it means that there are decent people still out there, doesn't it? When you hear people like Mark...
Yeah, especially people like that, too, when he was the head of the Border Patrol. People that are still in those positions that are good.
He's not making it up. There's no filter. He just cares.
Exactly. Hope he gets back there in a couple
years. Oh, my gosh. How does he have 20 years? First a Marine, 20 years of the Bureau, then CBP. The guy doesn't look old enough. Eric, does that make you feel better?
Oh, it makes me feel good until I realize there's not nearly enough people like him.
He can always be the... Trust, there's always room for a wet blanket, and it's always Eric. But it's supposed to instill energy and motivation in you. But I get your point. There's not enough of us. What about Shad? Is your faith in humanity reinstilled?
How many Spartans were there at Thermopylae?
But they all died.
But at the same time, they made the difference, right? They made the difference. And you can tell in the way that he talks that he really means what he's saying.
Oh, totally.
And as so many people who work in... what he does, or like even just do media just advocacy, politics. It's obvious that they're just speaking from a prompter, that they're speaking from talking points. He's been there. He's seen it. He's done it.
Yeah.
He believes it.
Yeah. What is the cut that you said is I got to play? Colbert, right? Stephen Colbert. So
This is a man who was, how long ago was this? A long time ago that he was actually a comedian. He was funny. And now he's just an angry man. He's an activist. And he doesn't like Lester Holt. Lester Holt, the man who said fairness and objectivity is overrated. He didn't like what he did to Kamala. Cut six, play cut.
But also not a great question by Lester. If quarantine taught us anything, Lester, is that you don't need to go somewhere in person to work on it. The VP may not have visited the border, but I'm sure she's making lots of progress with it over Zoom. Border, you're on mute. Republicans attacked Harris and called on her to get a firsthand look at the border. Yeah, Republicans know that's how you solve any problem. You go there for a photo op.
Was he joking about fixing it over Zoom? Wow. Right. Because that's how you fix a national security humanitarian disaster. What a pathetic man you have become. Do some good today. Please help the children that we are sending to the Angel Tree Summer Camp as part of the prison fellowship. These are people, these are children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system, 70% of whom run the risk of ending up there themselves. Make a donation in any amount, but 200. We're sending over 1,000 kids there. 1,000 kids. You donate $200, and that's another one. Call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. God bless every single one of you. Let's go to your calls. Leonardo, New Jersey. Welcome, Leo.
Dr. Gorka, 3 points. I have to say I disagree. The biggest threat to America is white supremacy and racism. In the Joe Obama, Biden White House right now, they're currently fraudulently
especially,
occupied the White House.
Especially in the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden family.
Hunter uses the N-word just like his dad because like father, like son. His father, Joe, was a punk boy for Senator Robert Byrd, who he was the grand high exalted Mystic Kliegel or some such nonsense. Anyway, Jack Cittarelli has to go on Joe Piscopo's show and humbly admit he was wrong about our great president, Donald J. Trump, and ask for his endorsement to get this fascist Felito Merfellini out of the governor's office.
So who won the primary? Has the primary occurred?
Jack Cittarelli. He's a mainstream guy, and your guy was the right guy, Phil Rizzo, but Phil Rizzo was undercut by that other George Soros fake Hirsch Singh, who supported Obama, got money from the globalists for supporting Hillary Clinton's campaign. And now all of a sudden he announced he's a Trumper because he said so.
Yeah, right.
But
Leo, I'm out of time. Do you trust the nominee, yes or no?
Anything but Murphy. Okay. I trust him. He's Italian. Put him on the Piscopo
show. Hey. What are the Cuomos?
The Cuomos are demons. They're demon rats. Anyway, I got the solution for a tweet. There was a tweet by Hunter, right? He said that America's biggest crisis is a shortage of exotic dancers. So the solution is to get the 4 skanks from the squad up on the stripper pole, and that'll ruin the entire immoral industry.
Oh, yeah. We can always rely on Leo. God bless you. Let's save New Jersey as well. Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Next, Lilith, the teacher who stood up to the board. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
I am so pumped. I am so excited because the sleeper is awakening. Yes, America is waking up to what is happening in our nation, the greatest nation on God's green earth. And we are waking up to what is happening to our children. I played this cut yesterday. Yes, students are starting to have enough. Yes, parents have had enough, but up to now, we hadn't heard a teacher stand up for the truth. And yesterday, well, here's the clip. Play cut.
I'm a Fairfax County Public School teacher, and I'm going to give a message of encouragement to parents and teachers and students who are too afraid to come and speak forward. Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work for the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots. So don't give up because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you are presented with a ludicrous statement and do not allow anybody to tell you that you cannot accomplish anything because of your skin color or to hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this isn't over and your policies are just as
Nick Gofford, followed by Ryan.
Of course they had to cut her mic. She was standing there wearing a t-shirt saying, make education great again. She is the America we need more of. Her name is Lilith Vanetzian, and it's not just a viral video. She's with us right now on America First. Lilith, welcome to the Salem Radio Network.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Gorka. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, why did you do what you did? It's incredible. I love it. But why? You're the first teacher I know of who's done this. Explain your journey to that podium.
Thank you. I did it because, you know, our children are being indoctrinated to the T. Our high schoolers are graduating with a 1.5 GPA, third grade reading level, zero critical thinking skills, and we are taking our tax money and our time and energy pushing these liberal ideas into our children's brains, and we are not setting them up for success in the real world. So the reason that I spoke up is because these kids are the future of this country, and nothing is more important to me than this country.
So you use tough words. You talked about socialism. You talked about Marxism. Explain what is happening in the richest country, the richest county in America, in our public schools. What's the real evidence for what you're saying?
The evidence is actually in the receipts. We have, you know, it's public information, public record that Loudoun County Public Schools has spent almost $1 million in critical race theory training and education. So we see it in front of our eyes. Fairfax County spent $24,000 paying Ibrahim Kendi, a well-known critical race theory guru, paid him an hour for a Zoom call, and then spent another couple of thousands of dollars buying his books. So this isn't hidden information. But the one thing I do want to say, Mr. Gorka, is that schools now see the pushback that they're receiving for critical race theory and for this transgender curriculum. So what they're doing now, in order to have parents have no idea if critical race theory is being taught in their schools, they are taking other words to substitute with the phrase critical race theory.
They are, and we played the video. We talked about the good news. First, he was suspended for saying, I will not give in to the transgender ideology. The PE teacher from Virginia, a judge said he has to be reinstated. What's happened to you? Are you not afraid of your future? What has the response been to your incredible speech, Lilith Vanetzian?
I have received so many powerful messages from teachers around the county and across the country. The outpour of support has been so immense. I spoke at the board back in March, and I received the same kind of appreciation from everybody, you know, parents and teachers alike, who are afraid to come forward. And frankly, I am afraid of the consequences from not speaking out. I'm afraid of what will happen to the future of this country, the future of our generations, if we don't speak out. Because the reason we are where we are, Mr. Gorka, is because people haven't been speaking out.
Exactly. Is there any way people can follow you, support you, or what would you say to people, other parents, other teachers who are saying, okay, enough is enough?
Yes, absolutely. I have a platform on Instagram where parents and teachers and students share their sentiments and their screenshots of curriculum with me. Followers can follow me on Instagram. It's teachersfortrump_ in between the words. And if you have, you know, crazy curriculum that's being pushed in your child's school, send it to me, and I'm always happy to anonymously share it.
Teachers_4_Trump. That's teachersfortrump_ between the words on Instagram. And then lastly, I have to ask you, is there something in your family background? Is there some personal experience? What made you stand up right now? Why are you the first? Was there some, to use their language, was there a trigger, Lilith?
Mm-hmm. There was, because I am a legal immigrant. I've been living in this amazing country for about 17 years now. I was born and raised in Europe. My family comes from a former Soviet country, Armenia. And, you know, being here in the greatest nation where we have freedom of speech, we have all the rights and liberty and freedom, it means so much to me. And it's very personal to me because I see that other countries don't have that. We didn't have that. People flee their homelands for a reason. And if we lose America, there's nowhere else to go. So it's imperative that everybody gets involved, whether you have children or not.
Why did I know the answer? How did I know the answer? Another legal immigrant. Of course, somebody who understands from a family that's seen the devastation that Marxism wrought on her country. Another immigrant who's fighting for America. God bless you, Lilith. I want to have you in studio. Let's have you here for an hour. Lilith Vanetzian, Instagram, teachersfortrump_. That's teachersfortrump. Man, if we had 1,000 of her, everything would be just hunky-dory. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting across the nation from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com from people like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words from Reggie. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. That's ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
They gave something like $10 billion to the CDC to give to the states to do these kinds of implementing. We've got to make sure that it gets well spent and that it gets done in the right way. Again, we have a problem. We need to admit it and own it, but we've got to do the things that are very clear that we need to do to turn this around. Remembering, we can do it. We know that when you do it properly, you bring down those cases. We've done it. We've done it in New York. New York got hit worse than any place in the world, and they did it correctly.
Oh, yes. New York is the paragon, is perfect for response to the COVID virus. He just doesn't know when to stop lying. And we're going to tell you everything you need to know about Fauci, the little fascist. A whole hour on the COVID cover-up, my show on Newsmax this Sunday, the Gorka Reality Check, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Check it out. If your provider doesn't have Newsmax, download the app and you can watch for free.
story. The COVID cover-up on the Gawker Reality Check, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. this Sunday on Newsmax. In the meantime, if you love this show, if you enjoy talk radio, please support those that make shows like America First possible, such as the inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, a great patriot, the inventor of a pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, 51 million sold. I love them. President Trump loves them. Get up to 66% off if you use my name, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code Gawker. Tom in Atlanta, last call in the second hour.
Hello, Professor.
Hey.
I would like to ask, and I'm not going to use words like logic or reason or conclusion, because according to some Ivy League people that know more than I do, those things are racist. So what I want to ask those people who believe in communist racial thuggery, or I'm sorry, critical race
communist theory. Racial thuggery. I like that, Tom. You're good.
Okay, so anyway, critical race theory, as they like to call it, but now they don't like to call it that so much because they're hiding it from the school board meetings. Anyway, I would like them to consider what happened inside them somewhere in their life that ended up them believing in this critical race theory in such a way that they think that people are racist but don't understand and realize they're racist simply because of their lack of pigmentation. And I would like them to also consider at the same time, maybe some people are crazy and they don't realize it. So where in your life, Mr. CRT advocate, did you lose your mind? Whose responsibility is that?
I wish, Tom, that it were a function of insanity. It's ideology. It's planned. It is the long march through the institutions, and we have to stop it. Next, Jenna Ellis here on America First.